And now,
back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Good stuff from Bill Dolman and also Jacob Padilla. We've talked a lot about Haymarket, open for business with beer, the Board of Regents 9-2 vote. So get yourself Cornhead Lager watching Nebraska, Maryland tonight. As we welcome in with a little tunes, he is imaginary, he wears red. He is of Friday Forecast fame, Clausburn, with us. Claus, how are we doing? Are you celebrating here that there's beer at Haymarket?
Well, as you know, I've been firmly against it for many, many, many years, simply because I've seen you and your friends have a couple at a ball game, and no one needs to see that. So I suppose as you've matured, perhaps we can trust that it'll go well. But then again, Junior's getting close to that age, so the circle of life may begin again.
He has prom this weekend, so he better be on his best behavior.
Oh, yes, prom, notorious for a time when teenagers with hormones behave well.
Claus, have you ever attempted trying to pull a full keg over a stadium stand such as Kinnick back in your day?
That is not something I have done, but I have seen some creative ways to sneak alcohol into a facility that doesn't sell it. I knew a couple of young ladies who, let's just say, the cup size, if they were grades, they would have been passing with flying colors, but they bought some support systems that were a little bit bigger, injected the alcohol into some Capri Suns and snuck them in there. And by the second quarter, all hell had broken loose.
Didn't take long.
Good work. That is straight up camouflage. If you go, especially if you bring the kids, just make sure they don't get the wrong Capri Sun clause.
Or make sure they do and have a heck of a story later.
Clausburn is with us. Some commentary here on Hail Varsity Radio. So I'm interested, Claus, with your NASCAR experience. How was last weekend? You were at a NASCAR event.
Well, it was a three-day event, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday is the truck series, and that's the least watched race. And it was fitting because it was won by a guy named Busch, which is the least consumed beer, so that filled out pretty well. Then on Saturday, there was something called an Xfinity race, or so the Germans would have us believe. And then on Sunday, a man by the name of Clyde William Elliott III won a race in a car sponsored by Hooters. So really ran the redneck gamut there. And I did learn one thing about Texas Motor Speedway, which is where I was. They have a taxidermied goat in their Speedway Club whose fur or wool or whatever you call it had grown a number 3 on the side, and they named it Dale. And by all accounts, the fans in the stands said that was the most erotic thing they had ever seen. So
it's so wrong.
Oh. Clausburn's with us here on Hail Varsity Radio. Claus, before we get to Elijah and his trip to Colorado on 420, what do you think of old Caitlin Clark and Mr. Doyle?
Well, frankly, I think Greg should have been aware that in an interaction between he and Caitlin Clark, the only one that we wanted to see shoot their shot was Caitlin.
That's good.
But frankly, I guess I'm obviously offended by him stealing the limelight. We've had such a good winter and really fall, starting with the volleyball day in Nebraska and then carrying through winter with the ascendance of Caitlin Clark. It's been a really good period for women's sports, lots of excitement, and he kind of took away from that. But he's also someone who is paid to come up with inspiring words, and that's the best he could do. I mean, he made that shot look like the ones you used to shoot down at the brass rail, look like it came off the hands of Keisei Tominaga. So,
wow.
Frankly, he needs to work on his game.
Yeah, and he got a column and several thousand mentions out of it. I think Doyle knew what he was doing. End of discussion.
Well, you know what they say, any publicity is good publicity.
Well, when a situation is ruined that badly and someone says I that much, they better either be a good optometrist or a bad columnist. So I think we know that the latter was the king.
Klausburn's with us. Klaus will wrap. We can send this this clip to Elijah as encouragement, words of advice, warning. Are you concerned on what one Elijah Herbal's trying to tackle this weekend? That is a Wiz Khalifa show. That is a Rockies game. That is LeBron v. Denver Monday night. He's trying to get it all handled in Colorado on 420.
Well, when you mentioned earlier that Elijah was going to be in Colorado on 420, I honestly can't say I was surprised.
Oh, no.
I mean, anybody who's listened to his justifications for his picks on the Friday forecast knows that he hits the Jazz cigarettes from time to time. Or anybody who's frankly watched the stream knows he's a fan of the Johnny Red Eye, so...
The Panama Red?
Oh, man.
Just remember, the electric lettuce is a memory loss drug, so if he shows up on Tuesday and forgets how to run the board, there may be some options down there at the college station.
Wow.
Not College Station. They're too busy eating applesauce and drinking Kool-Aid. The college radio station.
Good clarification.
Mm-hmm. Klaus, before we say goodbye, would you go to a Wiz Khalifa show on 420?
It would depend heavily on the type of week I had before.
I think that's a good answer.
And whether or not we were doing a segment.
Okay.
Oh.
Klaus, what do you got coming up this weekend?
Well, I think it'll probably be another good weekend to hit the lake, provided I can get out of here before Nance notices I haven't cleaned the garage like I said I would. So, frankly, it's probably about time to hit the road.
There he goes. Klaus, you take care. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks for some time today.
Okay.
There he goes. Klausburn, he's imaginary. He wears red. We do the Friday forecast quite a bit throughout the season where we have several picks that go wrong.
A lot.
Yeah. But we do have some commentary from time to time. Klaus will wax poetic on the week's events in the world of sports. And then he'll come up with a thought or two. And we needed this take on Elijah. Going out to Colorado.
Yeah, especially, I didn't even realize the weekend that he was going until you sent a text earlier today about it. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that makes a lot more sense.
Steven asks an important question. When does the weekend edition start tomorrow? What is the start time? We're going to go with 7:45 Central, Steven. Place your bets.